This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. Hey, a quick podcast here on some survival skills that I think everybody needs to master. Well, at least get familiar with before things hit the fan. And of course, you know, you see what's happening economically and culturally and with geopolitics, international war, things like that. You know, it's heating up. It's obvious to most people who are paying attention at this point. We just don't know the exact timing of economic collapse or global warfare or an EMP attack, things like that. We don't know the timing, which means you need to be ready at all times. And so one of the skills that I really, really encourage you to learn is regarding firearms disassembly, cleaning, and reassembly. The skill is incredibly simple when it comes to pistols. You can buy a Glock pistol or my current recommendation, a SIG P320 pistol. And in fact, the P320 is easier to disassemble than the Glock. It's one of the reasons why a lot of people like the SIGs. That's SIG Sauer, in case you're curious. Get yourself a SIG P320, and you can disassemble it in seconds. It is incredibly easy. It's easier than tying your shoes. Really, if you can tie your shoes, you can disassemble a SIG pistol. If you can lace boots, like maybe you have your high calf fashion boots for your fashion catwalk, or maybe you have outdoor army boots, I don't know. But if you can lace up a pair of boots, you can disassemble a SIG pistol. You can even disassemble the slide firing pin section very easily. It is easier than a Glock. With the extractor, you can pull out the extractor and, you know, that whole mechanism that's in the slide. It's, again, easier than lacing up a pair of boots. So a couple of things you can do. There are videos on YouTube. I would be recommending Brighteon.com. That's our video platform. But we don't yet have enough gun assembly and disassembly videos on there. I really wish we had more. I'm hoping to encourage more gunsmithing videos on Brighteon. But anyway, you can search there, but you'll find more videos at the moment on YouTube. Just watch the videos. A lot of people show you how to disassemble and reassemble those guns. It's very simple. And in terms of cleaning, it's also very, very simple. And let me give you an amazing tip here that's just going to blow your mind. You're going to love this. There is a miracle cleaning solvent for guns. I'm not even going to mention the brand name, but it's a so-called miracle cleaning solvent, and it's a lubricant as well. So, and it has a high flash point before it starts smoking. So it's a very heat-resistant kind of lubricant and solvent oil. And this has been hyped all over the gun industry for years. And some people put this on an FTIR instrument to do a spectrographic analysis of what this is. And it turns out that it is nothing but coconut oil. Coconut oil with some green food coloring and some mint essential oil in it. So it kind of smells minty. That's it. So if you have coconut oil, you have gun lube. Seriously, if you have coconut oil, you have gun cleaning solvent. You can take that coconut oil, you know, you can just go buy, literally just go buy coconut oil from the grocery store. You can put it in your smoothies, or you can lube your gun parts if you want. You can do so many things with coconut oil. It's absolutely amazing. Yes, you can. What I like to do actually with it, I like to buy those swabs, those like camera cleaning swabs. They're not cotton. I don't like cotton fibers, you know, like ear swabs. I don't like cotton fibers getting strewn all over gun parts. But if you get these foam swabs, and you can buy these on Amazon or other places that are for cleaning electronics, then you can take a foam swab and you can just dip it into your coconut oil. And then you can, you know, you can clean off gun parts with the coconut oil. It's very, very easy to do. Now, I actually recommend an ultrasonic cleaner. And personally, I have a kind of a high-end ultrasonic cleaner. I bought mine at MidwayUSA.com, And I forgot the name of it, but it was about $1,250. And it's long enough that you can put sniper rifle barrels into it, and you can run ultrasonic cleaning on full-size barrels. And it saves so much time. If you're going to do any kind of shooting, you should use an ultrasonic cleaner. It saves a tremendous amount of time. And there's a recipe that you can find online. I wish I knew the name of this. But basically, you combine literally brake fluid with some lanolin, a little bit of lanolin, a little bit of acetone, and some kerosene. And the best kerosene to use is, and by the way, this is flammable, obviously, so be careful about vapors and using it indoors and things like that. It's all flammable, so take all necessary safety precautions. Little disclaimer there, don't blow your eyebrows off your face with this. But kerosene, I like to go by the tiki lamp kerosene because it smells way better than just standard kerosene for, you know, like a oil lamps or something. Like cheap kerosene smells awful. It's nauseating. But the tiki lamp kerosene is much better. So you combine this kerosene with brake fluid and, again, a little bit of acetone, a small amount only, and a little bit of lanolin. Oh, yeah, there's one more ingredient in that, and it is a kind of, you can use a natural-based degreaser. There are soy-based degreasers, or they're kind of like vegetable alternatives to turpentine. So it's kind of like a solvent. Well, it is a solvent. They're often sold as degreasers and so on. You put some of that in there too. And then you sonicate the gun parts, and man, you don't have to do any scrubbing. You don't have to do anything. You just drop them in there. You sonicate them. Then you take them out and you let them drip off for about 24 to 48 hours. And I put them on a slope, like on just big pieces of cardboard on a slope. And then after 2 days, most of the oil is gone. And then I put on a pair of latex gloves and I take some old shirt rags and I just wipe off all the oil and I reassemble the gun and it's ready to go. And it's the easiest thing in the world. It's just, you don't have to use a bunch of push rods and you don't have to scrub anything, nothing. It's the easiest way to do it. But anyway, that's a tip right there. And you could also put coconut oil in that sonication solution, by the way. Just note that coconut oil becomes, you know, hard at room temperature. So you'll want to make sure that you get a sonication machine that has a heater in it. You know, you want to heat that to get that coconut oil into a liquid state. But think about it, you know, you can use brake fluid and coconut oil and soy-based solvent, things like that. You can actually have kind of a green or semi-green gun cleaning solution. And really, a lot of people don't know this stuff at all. People have no idea. And people go out and they spend like small fortunes on things like, oh, this super awesome high-tech gun grease. Well, I just go out to, you know, a hardware store and I buy synthetic axle grease or synthetic grease for a grease gun. Because I have, you know, tractors and farm equipment. You got to grease those. And you just use the same grease on your gun. It's all built for high temperature stuff. There's nothing magical about gun grease. It's just freaking grease with high temperature resistance. That's all it is, folks. And again, you can use coconut oil for a lot of this stuff. It's amazing. Anyway, I think that gun assembly and disassembly really is an important skill, and it's good to learn it. And there, I encourage you to learn how to do this, you know, assemble and disassemble a pistol, as well as the AR platform. And if you want another one, go for the AK platform. The AK platform is actually much easier to work with than the AR platform, because the AK was designed by this Russian genius, this, you know, mechanical engineer, Kalashnikov, who was, let's face it, a super genius. The guy's a mechanical, you know, Einstein. And he designed this so that even a simple person who has no training can disassemble and reassemble this without any problem. And he achieved that. And that's the AK-47 or the AK Action. And it's it is a very good system. Very robust. Very easy to assemble and disassemble, and relatively easy to manufacture too. So these are skills that I hope you consider as being valuable. Really, take my advice on this. and learn how to work with these guns, and you'll have some skills that could very well save your life. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams. Read my website, guns.news, for more details. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.